He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It is the July 23rd live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we've got kind of a mixed start to the market here this morning. Here's why. The Dow is actually down 31 points right now, and I think a lot of that, there's a couple of Dow components. Boeing, I want to say, is down after earnings. It's a big Dow component. So the Dow's down 31 points. 17,082 is where the Dow is right now. The S&P, on the other hand, is up right now about a point. It's at 1984. We have the NASDAQ also up this morning, hence the mixed market. The NASDAQ's up almost 8 points. The NASDAQ is at 4,463 right now. Gold is up a little bit, 1309, a little bit more crisis in the world today. We hear that a couple of Ukrainian fighter jets have been shot down by the separatists. Crude oil is also reacting to the upside a little bit here. It's at 102.64 this morning. The euro is at 1.34, the dollar gaining here against the euro with a little bit of crisis in the world. The 10-year yield is also catching a bid here, a little bit of a flight to safety this morning. The 10-year yield is at 2.45%. We've had earnings from Boeing, Whirlpool, Biogen, Microsoft, Apple, Pepsi, a lot of earnings reports to talk about here today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here in a beautiful sunny San Diego, California today. Well, we've had a lot happening in the market here recently in the world, especially in the earnings reports. Lots of companies reporting earnings. We right now are in the heart of earnings season, and we're seeing just about new highs in the market as most of the earnings have come in favorably. The bears have now been wrong for over 5 years now. Fess up, if you've been a bear, raise your hand, bow your head, say, I'm sorry. Look, markets are hard to predict. I take it a day at a time, a stock at a time, an index at a time, and an asset class at a time. And I've kept you in for the last 5 years plus. And the bull market is now 5 years, 4 months old. And the bears have been wrong, and they're still wrong, in my opinion. No, this bull will not last forever. Yes, there will be another bear market at some point in time, but now is not the time, at least from my perspective. But we keep our eyes wide open, and we will watch for those signals, which I've been talking about a lot recently, that the bear is, or the bull is finally starting to come to an end. There's still plenty of geopolitical turmoil in the world. Of course, I mentioned the Ukrainian fighter jets, separatists shooting down two Ukrainian fighter jets. Boy, I think that little war seems to be escalating. Of course, Putin says it's not a war. Well, we're just staying out of it. I don't know about that. Meanwhile, we've got John Kerry, who landed at the Tel Aviv airport with no problem, despite the airport being shut down to other commercial traffic, and he's over there trying to bring about a ceasefire. We'll see how that goes. And almost lost in the busy news feed is the fact that ISIL, the Iraq-Syria, or the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, continues to advance on Baghdad. These guys are henchmen, man. These guys are brutal. It's something that we need to watch very carefully. There's lots of oil fields in their path. Meanwhile, earnings season, as I mentioned, is in full force right now. Apple this week basically met expectations, as the company did not have any new product releases this past quarter. No, didn't have to go in, trade your iPhone for the latest and the greatest. Didn't have to trade in your iPad for the latest and the greatest. The iWatch is still not available, but iPhone sales are still strong. iPad sales remain soft. And of course, the company is currently preparing for their next big product release, which will be the Apple 6. And they're gearing up. There's news that Foxconn over in China has hired 100,000 workers to start building little Apple 6s and bigger Apple 6s, because one of the features of the new phone will be a bigger screen. You'll have the option for that bigger screen, which is one thing that I want. I'll be in line, not in line, but I'll be trading my smaller screen in for a bigger screen, and it'll make me happy because it will make it a lot easier for folks to see my Best Stocks Now app. Gosh, that's a small screen. Man, and my eyes are not getting any better. These reading glasses that I wear help me see things better, help me see stock charts better, but a bigger screen, I've got nothing against that. I like the idea. Apple also has the new iWatch out there somewhere. And, of course, this will be their first venture into wearable technology. Now, that's going to be a small screen. I can't see where that watch is going to have a very big screen. Well, will we be looking at stock charts on our watch? Probably. Will we be talking into our watch like Dick Tracy? Probably. But really, I think the big release for Apple will be the Apple 6, which is coming to an Apple store near you soon. Apple stock is up about 60% over the last 12 months. And it's become much more affordable to the individual investor after its 7-to-1 stock split. It's now trading at about $95 per share. And it's one of the stocks that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management in my conservative growth accounts. And I also own it in my income accounts, as the stock does have a 2% dividend yield. And I think a very good prospects for capital appreciation along the way. That makes it, in my book, an income and growth stock in addition to a growth stock. Microsoft's earnings, yeah, they were okay. But I'll bet Microsoft wishes they'd have never bought Nokia. You know, Microsoft was way, way late to the smartphone game. And they got in with Nokia and using their Microsoft operating system. And they just never made much of a dent into market share, as most people by then had either chosen Apples or Androids. And most of those 18,000 layoffs that Microsoft will be doling out over the next few months will be coming from the Nokia division, which just didn't pan out. And lastly, a stock with some San Diego connections, Biogen iDEC, absolutely knocked the ball out of the park with their earnings report on Wednesday AM. The stock is trading up about 7-8% after that report. I'm a happy investor, as it's also a large holding here at my firm, Gunderson Capital Management. So a lot of geopolitical turmoil still swirling out there. None of it's getting better. The only one that I can see maybe getting better soon is the Gaza-Palestinian-Israeli conflict, which also involves Hamas. We could see a ceasefire there soon. I just don't see how Gaza can keep up the battle. And the Ukrainian thing obviously seems to be deteriorating. And, of course, the ISIL problem continues to kind of take a back burner right now, but still is a big, big problem. These guys are crucifying. They're nailing them to crosses. Guys are brutal. What? We're just supposed to bury that, push it to the back of the newspaper, and pretend like it's not happening? Energy stocks certainly know that it's happening. The people in Iraq certainly know that it's happening, and the people in Saudi Arabia certainly know that it's happening as they continue to mass troops on their northern border, which is Iraq's southern border. So despite the geopolitical turmoil right now, earnings reports trump the geopolitical reports, and the market continues on its bull path, which it's been on now for some 64 months. I've been a bull the whole time. I'm still a bull, but I have one eye, two eyes in my rearview mirror at all times. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I just sent out a tweet. I am happy with Apple's EPS report. I remain long. It's number 32 overall in my Best Stocks Now app. The stock is up 60% over the last 12 months. I own it in both my conservative growth accounts. Yes, it is a large cap stock, a very large cap stock, sitting out there with a market cap of $571 billion. Who would have ever thought when Steve Jobs and Wozniak got together, supposedly in a garage somewhere, that they would create a $571 billion company, one of the largest companies in the world. I'm happy with their report. I have no plans on selling it. I also own it in my income and growth accounts, which because it qualifies with a 2% dividend yield. So happy with the report. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I am at Bill Gunderson, or at the end of the day, you can visit my website, which is pwstreet.com, and you can just see the tweets that I sent out during the day. Usually there's about five or six of them, and it's only if something, if I think it's something that's really, really important. And then, of course, all of those tweets end up in the individual stocks on my Best Stocks Now app. So if you look up the stock Apple tomorrow, you'll see the tweet that I sent out on Apple today, and you'll see all the tweets that I've sent out over the past year, along with the articles that I've written and the features that I've done here on the radio show about the stock. You can watch my videos. So very, very useful tool, in my opinion, is that Best Stocks Now app. And I think Twitter's a great feature because it's live. When somebody sends out a tweet, that's what they're observing at that point in time. And those can become very important. And you can watch the trends of the tweets, of my tweets. You can look at the trends of my tweets on Apple over the last several months. All right, the one I want to talk about next, however, is not a technology stock. Well, it is, in a way. It's a biotechnology stock. It's a company with San Diego connections because we had IDEC Pharmaceutical here in San Diego, which was eventually bought out by Biogen, and they became Biogen IDEC Inc. And Biogen develops treatments for multiple sclerosis, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. And whoever knew, a couple of scientists or whoever, venture capitalists, started Biogen one day, and now it's an $80 billion company, and they've come up with some pretty important drugs for some of the maladies that befall mankind. And over the last 5 years, they've grown their earnings at a very good clip of about 20% per year. And Biogen IDEC is another company that I own in my conservative growth accounts. I don't own it in my aggressive growth accounts because I try to focus more on small caps and mid caps there. Biogen is a large cap stock at $80 billion, therefore it qualifies for my conservative growth account, which tend to be large and some mid cap stocks. And I usually mix in some dividend payers into that conservative growth portfolio, which is more appropriate for folks that are, you know, more on the conservative side of the ledger. A little bit, you know, really look, small caps and mid caps, they're more volatile. That's just the nature of the beast. But over the long haul, you know, small and mid caps have more upside potential, but they are more volatile. There's a trade-off there. Biogen is a large cap biotech. They're expected to make $14.48 in earnings next year. And, of course, they have guided higher after their earnings report this week. They knocked the ball out of the park on their earnings. In fact, after earnings, the stock up about $34 per share, which brings a smile to my face as it is a position here at the firm. Biogen is currently trading at 21 times forward earnings, which is a little bit richer than the average stock that I follow. Right now we're at about 17.25 is the average forward PE of the 3,800 stocks that I follow. I don't call this an expensive market right now, nor do I call it a cheap market. It is at the upper end of valuations, but that's not to say this is an overblown market. You know, I heard one of the radio guys out there that has a national show calling, using the word bubble. And I'd like to hear from him what his definition of a bubble is. How can you just say that the market is a bubble? Don't you have to look at all the individual stocks that make up the market? Are you saying that it's all a bubble? You've been saying it's a bubble for the last 5 years. I'm glad that I invested in this bubble, quotation marks, because this bubble has up almost tripled since the 2009 low. So call it a bubble and be as negative as you want and whine as much as you want. Those of us who have ridden this thing up are happy as can be, and we're going to continue to ride it for all it's worth. Biogen's expected to grow their earnings by about 19-20% over the next 5 years. That's per year, meaning that the PEG ratio is still a reasonable 1.1. I don't call that a bubble. I have a 5-year target price on Biogen of $600 per share. Is currently trading at $337. Now, having said that, my opinion could change on Biogen at some point in time. That's why I look at stocks every single day. That's why I look for adverse news. That's why I look for a forecast going down or lawsuits or whatever else. There's a lot that can happen to a stock along the way. But I currently have a position in Biogen. It has reported very good earnings. I still feel that it represents a reasonable value, and in addition to this, this is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. It gets a performance grade of A, which is the other half of my equation. I like stocks that have performed well and are performing well and are flourishing in today's economy, which is a challenging economy. It's a slow growth economy. This economy is not cooking on all 12 cylinders like it should be. There's too many things that are being done to hamper this economy. But thank goodness for smart CEOs that know how to run individual companies and grow earnings by 20% per year over the last 5 years. Because that translates into stock price appreciation. In fact, over the last 10 years, Biogen has delivered about 19% per year to investors, while the market's delivered 6%. I continue to own Biogen. I love the earnings report. They knocked the ball out of the park this week. And it continues to be a holding of about 3-4% overall in my conservative growth accounts. There's no dividend here. This is a pure growth stock. No bubbles here, except champagne bubbles we're celebrating. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a hunting magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, turmoil in the world continues. A lot of hot spots out there, but the market continues to march on because earnings trump hot spots in the world right now. And I guess you could say, well, what does the downing of an airplane over Ukraine have to do with Apple? What's it have to do with Biogen? And what's it have to do with Microsoft? Well, obviously, that's the way investors see it. And they continue to bid these stocks up because of strong earnings reports, despite Putin's antics over there in Russia. Two more fighter jets shot down. Boy, he just seems to get away with whatever he wants to do over there and kind of laughs at the world over it. And, of course, you got Kerry in the Mideast trying to broker a truce, a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas/Palestine, Palestinians. And ISIL continues to advance. I mean, read the news. There's more to the world than Justin Bieber and Jennifer Aniston and Kim Kardashian. I hope that the average high school kid, college kid, knows that these things are going on in the world, because they will, could impact them greatly someday if they're allowed to just fester. These problems are getting worse, not better. And we need to be aware that they are going on, and they do pose threats to the world, because they could escalate, because there's big, big players on each side in each one of these conflicts that have much bigger bombs and billions of people in their armies. Something to think about. All right, in the meantime, the market continues to plow ahead. I've been a bull for the last 5 years, 4 months. In fact, I'm going back and printing all my newsletters and creating a nice notebook. I have them all on, you know, obviously online. No, I didn't lose them. Didn't destroy my hard drive. No, all the backup records didn't disappear. Isn't that amazing how the government can lose something, and yet we're required here at a little firm like mine? I don't dare, you know, not back everything up and save everything, but somehow they beat to a different drummer and have a whole different set of regulations, which has always baffled me. But I've been reading my newsletters, just the first few paragraphs over the last several years, and without question, bullish. For the last 5 years, 4 months, while the market has almost tripled now. We're almost at that tripling of the market, and others have not been bullish along the way, and they know who they are, and they have not given good advice to people that follow them, that depend on them to grow their 401ks. And, you know, you may think I give lousy advice. Hey, that's what the market's all about. We're all out there investing the way we believe and the way we see things, and not everybody agrees, or you would not have a market. You would not have sellers to match the buyers, and the buyers would have nothing to buy, and the sellers would have nothing to sell. So unless there's disagreement, we can't have a market. And you, as the individual investor, kind of have to take it all in and filter it through your brains and figure out, you know, which way you want to go. Let me put it this way. There has not been a better growth engine over the long haul than the stock market. I mean, if you want growth, if you truly want growth, the stock market has trumped everything. It's trumped gold by miles over the long haul. It's trumped real estate. Real estate's averaged about 6% over the long haul. The market's done better than that when you include the dividends that have been included along the way. And, you know, I mean, the market has trumped commodities over the years. But I believe it has to be managed along the way. There's times when you don't want to be in the stock market. I am not a John Bogle of Vanguard that says buy an index fund and ride through thick and thin. You've got to have some pretty thick skin in order to do that, because we saw a 53% drop here just within the last 5 years in the S&P 500. You go back to the year 2000 in the NASDAQ, we saw an almost 80% drop. So I am not an indexed investor that believes in riding through thick or thin. Nor am I a guy that believes in spreading my assets all around in an asset allocation that is designed for mediocrity. It's all you have to do is look at the returns of asset allocation mutual funds over time and see how mediocre they have been. Instead, I take a look at the world. I open my eyes every day. I read the papers. I look at charts. Try to stay on top of things, and there's times when certain asset classes are better than others. If you go back to 08, obviously hindsight being 2020, you had the bond market up 23% that year and the stock market down 32% that year. Obviously, there was a better asset class to be invested in. If you go to last year, You had the stock market. You have just the opposite. The stock market was up 30% last year, and the bond market was down 7 or 8%. And some would say to blend the two and have a 50-50 mix or a 60-40 mix. I don't believe in that. There's times when I don't want to own stocks at all. And there's times when I don't want to own bonds at all. And now is one of those times. I do not want to own bonds. I don't like the prospects for interest rates. So, we continue to be focused for now on equities. And if we're going to own equities, I believe in owning the best equities. And of course, that's debatable. Everybody has their own ideas of what the best stocks are. Simple phrase, best stocks now. You talk to this guy on CNBC and he'll tell you what his best stock now is. And yet, look at this stock, Puma Biotechnology. What in the heck did they come up with? Oh my gosh! Wow! I just saw a chart of it go across the screen. It's up $160 a share today. God bless them. Coming up with new drugs, and this is a breast cancer drug. Maybe a breakthrough. We love the biotechs. We love capitalism here at Gunderson Capital Management. How many breakthrough drugs have come out of Russia lately? I'm waiting. I don't hear anything. All right. Case closed. Anyways, we're going to talk about another biotech stock, which I consider to be a best stock now because it combines the best of all worlds. And it's still not a guarantee that it will succeed. I like the value camp. I think the value investors make a good argument for defining what a best stock now is. But I've seen a lot of value traps over the years. There's something missing from the value camp, and I believe it's performance. And God bless the momentum investors that are buying the stocks that are flying, that have momentum, that have the trends in their favor. But I believe there's something that they're missing, and it's value. And I think you have to combine them both. And thirdly, man, I love to look at charts. A one-year chart will tell me more than the other two combined, I think. But let's combine them all. Another stock that I like right now is about the same size as Biogen. There's risk in it right now because they report earnings, I believe, tomorrow. And I own stocks through earnings. I'm glad I didn't sell my Biogen last week before their earnings report this week, or I would have missed the big pop in Biogen this week. And I don't know what Celgene's going to do. They could disappoint. You know, that's the risk we take, but that's why I never make one stock more than 3 or 4% of my overall portfolio. I like Celgene, C-E-L-G, a company that develops therapies to treat cancer and immune inflammatory related diseases by regulating cells, genes, and proteins. And I'm sure all you scientists know what that means, but I can look at the one-year chart and see a stock that recently broke out to the upside just about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I own Celgene because, number one, it's been a top performer. Let's just take a look at the performance of the shares, which the momentum guys will like. In fact, it currently has a performance grade of A. This is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Over the last 10 years, it's delivered 30% per year. It's up 25% over the last 12 months. And I see no bubbles here. I see a forward PE ratio of 17.9. against an expected growth rate of 25%. I see a stock trading at a steep discount to its growth rate. Bubble economy, bubble stocks. I don't invest in bubble economies or bubble stocks. I try to make money in best stocks now that possess those characteristics of strong performance and still good value. But then again, I diversify and I never make any position more than 3 or 4%. Celgene is currently one of those positions that's ranked number 18 out of 3,843. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour as I get done adding another stock here to the app. A recent IPO. I try to keep that thing fresh with all the stocks that I possibly can in that app so everybody gets a fair chance at the end of the day. I currently have 3,843 different possibilities for you to invest in. Believe it or not, number one right now is Latin America bull three times. That's a direction ETF, exchange traded fund, that is three times Latin America. Not for the faint of heart, but that one is based on its performance. With, you know, this thing was $14 a share in March of this year, and right now it's $27 a share. It's up 100% over the last 5 months. And, you know, Brazil is propelling. Mexico also propelling that thing higher. And Latin America is sizzling right now. The next thing I want to talk about a little bit here is, you know, I don't know how other firms work. There's a lot of other firms out there that manage money, and they offer a lot of different things, and, you know, and in the end, you know, they're going to place your money somewhere. Who manages the money? At least the way we do it at Gunderson Capital Management is Gunderson manages the money. Yes, I do have a lot of help, but when it comes to pulling the trigger, when it comes to making the decisions, I'm the decision maker. I don't hand it off to an underling. We have about four styles of money management here. A lot of people are aggressive investors. They're younger. They're 30. They're 35. They're 40. They can afford to take a little bit more risk. And the small and mid-cap stocks have proven over the long haul to have outperformed large-cap stocks. But you're going to see more volatility. You can take a three-month period of time or a six-month period of time, and you can underperform the S&P 500 in small-cap stocks. And then you can have a year like last year, where the small caps were up 40%. And over the long haul, it kind of all works out. I think too many people take a look at a three-month period of time or a six-month period of time and say, well, this isn't for me. You know what? The market is a 3 to 5 year. That's like buying a house. And you get the reports that housing only went up 1% over the last year or whatever. Say, oh, well, this isn't for me. Yet over the long haul, housing's averaged about 6% a year. So you have to remember that there is a time frame involved here, which I make very clear in my literature and in my newsletter, etc. In 3 to 5 days, it's anybody's guess. Flip a coin. 3 to 5 weeks, again, it's anybody's guess. Flip a coin. 3 to 5 months, again, I would say flip a coin. 3 to 5 years becomes a little bit more predictable. But I'm not saying that, hey, put your money away and wake up 5 years from now and see how it did. No, I think it has to be managed along the way. But you have to remember that the aggressive stuff got more volatility, and if you can't stomach the volatility, then you got to step up to the next level, which are the larger companies, the Biogens and the Apples of the world. They're not as volatile. They're still volatile. There's still a chance, you know, that Apple could have missed earnings this past week big, and it's down, you know, like 12 or 13%. That didn't happen, but it's always possible. But then again, if it's only a 3 or 4% position in your overall portfolio, it's not going to hurt you too much. So in the conservative growth accounts, I spread it out amongst big, larger cap companies that are more seasoned, been around longer, have a little bit more stability. And over time, they should underperform the small caps by a few percentage points per year. Nothing set in stone, but that's been kind of the track record over the years of large caps versus small caps. Then the next step up is income, dividends. Companies that pay a dividend, because that has even less volatility. And there, you know, you're looking to try to get some income along the way, and in addition to that, some capital appreciation. Sometimes the best opportunities are in the debt markets. If bonds are cheap and interest rates are headed down, well, there's good opportunity in the debt markets. Right now, I don't see that opportunity. Instead, I'm in the equities market, the ownership side of the ledger. Not the borrower, not the lender side of the equation, the debt side, the ownership, the equity side of the equation. And right now I focus on dividends with the potential for growth. And I take a 3 to 5 year time horizon on all of these portfolios, and I manage them very, very tightly. And you have to decide for yourself, you know, which risk profile that you fall into. And then you kind of have to decide who you want managing your money. Who manages the money at a firm? That's what I would want to know. Do you manage the money? You're the guy I hear on the radio all the time. Are you managing the money, or do you delegate? Do you oversee it? What say do you have? Do you practice what you preach? Do the stocks that you talk about, are those the ones you own? You know, I hear a lot of talk coming off of TV about this great stock or that great stock, and I don't see those stocks in their portfolios, which always makes me scratch my head. Okay, you talk a good game. How come you don't own it? How come your risk neck isn't on the line in this one? Well, you have to decide for yourself, but I can tell you here at Gunderson Capital Management, Bill Gunderson is the chief portfolio manager. And you say, how do you manage all those accounts? Well, you know what? There's four groups. I manage four groups. When I decide to sell a stock, it comes out of all of the accounts at the same time. I don't have to go into each individual portfolio and call Mr. Investor and say, we need to sell. I could not manage money that way. There's no way. I have discretion. If you're out on the golf course and I can't get in touch with you, how could I ever manage money that way? When something needs to be sold, it needs to be sold. And when I find something that I like, yesterday I talked about two new stocks that I bought in the last month. I think those are the only two trades I've made because I'm happy with what I currently own and I haven't really seen anything that makes my eyeballs pop out, and I'm on the lookout every day. So when I get done with this radio show in a few minutes, I'll spend the rest of the day managing money here at Gunderson Capital Management. Get on the newsletter list, pwstreet.com, or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.